of worship. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 42. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful that you give us the privilege and opportunity to come together to worship. Lord, let us reach out and thank you. Let us pray, Lord, one for another, God, that you will bless us all, that we will have an understanding of the word that we read, Father, that it become a part of us. God, we thank you for it. Remember all of everyone in the building, Lord, touch them all. Lord, grant unto each one, Lord, the gift of love, and that we will worship. Father, we thank you. We ask you to bless Brother Farner this morning as he prays and meditates upon your word. God, let us have a part of what you have given him, and give us strength and guide us and lead us and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to read from Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God.
My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continue to say unto me, Where is thy God?
And I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I have gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept the holy day.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar.
Deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of the watersprout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me.
In the Lord
I will say unto God my rock, Why art thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
As with the sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God?
Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Amen. God bless you. Be seated.
Praise the Lord. Amen. For I will yet praise him. Praise the Lord. Truly our victory is in Jesus Christ. Let's sing 22, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. Precious blood atoning, then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Song of victory, oh victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and glory. Thank you, Lord, with His redeeming blood, He loved me. Hey, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. It was Him that was doing the seeking. Amen. He sought us by His grace. You know, where were you when He sought you out? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that first verse again. I heard an old story. Praise the Lord. I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory. How He gave His life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give me that old time religion. Amen. I was reading a quote yesterday. Our prophet said, nothing will stop that old-time religion. Amen. That's what we want. That's what we need. Amen. Let's start with the chorus. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It's the old-time Holy Spirit. And the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time religion. Glory, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil crying. It's good enough for me. So give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It's so good I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love it. Glory. Oh, makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time. Amen. How does that look to you, that old-time religion? I'll tell you what, it'll keep you on your knees, that's for sure. Praise the Lord Jesus. Turn around and greet each other in Christian love. Say, God bless you. Welcome one another.
One time you're a visitor, two times you're part of us. So we don't have anything here to join up with. We're just part of the body of Christ. So we make it all to that. Amen. A few announcements to be made, and then we'll get right into the service. Remember that we've been offset on a lot of services, but so as reading, I'm saying this. This coming Wednesday, Wade will be ministering for us on Wednesday, on December the 15th, which is next Sunday. Will be the Christmas dinner time, and Brother Altig will be ministering for us. Only one service now next Sunday, and that'll be the time we have our time to eat together in fellowship, and Brother Mike Altig will be here with us to minister unto us, all right? On the 18th, it'll be back to probably regular Wednesdays, and I guess I'll be ministering for that one, so we'll get that started. Then the Sunday after, the 22nd, regular services. I wrote this down where I could read it all. All right, regular service coming in. Wednesday, December the 25th, there will be no service. No service on Wednesday, December the 25th. Regular services on Sunday. Everything's going, being services. All right, then the next week, which will be our Watch Night service on December the 31st, that's Tuesday, right? Anyhow, we will be doing that. And Brother Chris Long will be ministering unto us for the Watch Night service. We generally get together about 6 or 7. in what, 6?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get together about 6 if you want to come. They have little refreshments and different things, and, you know, get it all together, and we'll try to do that. Then we start at 8 o'clock, go to midnight.
Amen.
So if you want to come and be with us for the What's Not service, and be having that, Brother Long will be ministering. And but then there'll be no Wednesday service, because that will be right on over, all right? Trying to get all this done. Then the fellowship meeting will be here on the third Saturday in January. Brother, what?
Aaron McGarity
will be ministering the fellowship meeting on the third Saturday at 3:30.
And
for the Sunday services, right. So remember that. Okay? All announcements? What?
All the Sunday school next Sunday will be shortened. You'll get together, and then whatever you're going to do for your Sunday school class, you need to do it down there, and then come up immediately, say like about 10 o'clock. All right, so everybody got that, all the Sunday school teachers. Bring them up here about 10 o'clock. I think there might be a little program or something, but we're going to go ahead and just cut it short. There won't be any? Okay. There won't be any program, but we're still going to cut it short, and we'll get to sing something about 10 o'clock. So just remember that. And also remember, the Sunday school ends now at 10:15. For all you Sunday school teachers, we've already announced this, so make sure 10:15 that we finish our Sunday school and get up here so we can worship for a little while. So next Sunday, just do your gift giving or whatever you're going to do for your Sunday school class, then come up here at 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Everybody ready for to hear the word of the Lord?
Amen.
All right. Then let's just go right on in and get into the service. And we say to you, visitors, welcome. Just make yourself to home, because that's where you're supposed to be anyway, at home. All right. So let's just sing it. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Amen. Oh, I want to see you. To see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Eyes of my heart, Lord. We'd like to say thank the Lord this evening, this morning, for being in service.
Amen.
You see Pop here and everybody doing good here.
Amen.
And we had a good time. Appreciate Brother Danny taking a good time out there, and we tried to do some hunting. And, but I appreciate his time.
Amen.
He took off to came out there and we had a good time in the Lord.
Amen.
And so we just thank God for being here this morning. And I'm trying to find my notes. I just probably found them. I got so many of them stuck in my Bible. I got them now, so thank God for that.
Amen.
And everything. So, but we just say it's good to be here.
Amen.
It's good to be a Christian by God's grace. And I want to thank the Lord this morning. I'm going to go right to the word, Lord. I'm not going to keep you too long. You know how my style. Everything. You can't tell it all in one day.
Nope.
You can't tell it all in one day.
Amen.
So praise God. So I'm going to read from two places in the scripture. this morning, Genesis 1 and also Galatians 1. This morning I'm going to start it in Genesis. Genesis 1, and I'm going to start at verse, I'll probably be using that too, right there, because I got quite a few scriptures. Genesis 1, verse 26 through 28. Genesis 1, yes. Praise God. Genesis 1, verse 26 through 28. And it reads like this. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the creeping things that creep upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created he, him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that move upon the earth. Galatians 1, first Galatians. I'm going to read from verse 15 and 16. And it says, let me read it here. I got that. It says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that were in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principality or power, all things were created by him and for him. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, help me to yield my body one more time. Help me to yield my mind, my spirit, my soul, Lord. Lord, just get out of the way, Lord. Now, Father, I give you all my strength for this service. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this morning. I like the way the scripture says that God gave men dominion, created everything that was created by him and for him. So by God's grace, I'm taking my coat off. You can't fight and work with a coat on. So thank the Lord for the reading. Yes, and we find here in the book of Genesis here, we find that God created man to have dominionship. Hallelujah. That was man, that was our purpose for being here, that we could become God of the rule of the earth. God put us in that position. Now what we done with it, that's up to us, but God, it was God's will for man to have dominion over the earth. Hallelujah. You know, to have the complete rulership over the earth. In other words, so when God did this, and man was there, God put man in a body of flesh so man can rule. Right. Hallelujah. In other words, the legal way for man to rule the earth, he had to have a body. Right. Hallelujah. So God put, God stepped in a body and gave Adam, when he took this body and stepped in this body and breathed into Adam, Adam had dominion over the earth. Right. Hallelujah. We look here, we find here that in the scripture here that when God first created man, hallelujah, man had, he to rule over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the earth, and over every living thing that move upon the face of the earth. Everything that was up on the earth, everything that had life in it, God said, Adam, I want you to have dominion over this. And anything that, I want you to subdue the earth. If anything get out of order, put it back in order. Hallelujah. In other words, Adam, I'm giving you this authority to keep everything in order. How would Adam gonna do it? You would speak the word and it would obey you. Hallelujah, that was our job, you know, to have dominion and speak the word and everything that move and everything that, that's up on the earth. But we understand here that, as I looked at the scripture here, that when God first created, man was creating God, created man in his own image. Man didn't have, all man did was to live. It shouldn't be no old age in here. It shouldn't be, nobody shouldn't be getting old here. Hallelujah. God didn't create us to get old. That's why we have a problem with getting old.
Amen.
We try to make ourselves think, well, I'm going to stay young forever. You show me your solution.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, Jared, I won't hold you. Now, all that stuff is old with you. That's after you hit a certain point in life, you just get old, you know. I mean, you be thinking in your mind, I feel just as good as I did when I was 16. You think that, that's in your mind. So, we all just that point is just that, but there's something in man, he want to stay young. He want to feel youthful like he did when he was like 16 and 17 years old and everything, but we are getting old here, but we was not created to be that way. You know, when God created man, and I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here. I want you to know he never gave man time. Man never was, when God created man in his own image, man was created in the image of God created him, male, female, created him. God never did it. Man was never in time. Hallelujah. So that's why you find in Genesis 1 and verse 15 here, we find here, and the Bible said, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden and to dress it and to keep it. So he was a keeper. And Genesis 1:16, we find here, and then he tell Adam these words, and the Lord God gave him a commandment and said unto of every tree of the garden thou may eat freely. If you notice here, he never put time in this. I want you to eat, and I want you to live, and I want you to enjoy the blessings of God. He never put time in this when he was here. But if you notice in Genesis, the 17th verse, he said, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou should not eat of it, for in the day. If you notice, he put time in this. He let him know in the day, in the time you do this, that time you start to die. In the day that thou eat it up, that day thou shalt surely die. So he put time in the day. Time is a point, but when Genesis, the 16th verse, it was just to eat freely. But now, Genesis 17 is day. Hallelujah. In the day you eat your own. Hallelujah. That day you should surely die. In the word. So Adam, what he was saying to Adam, once you do this, you will never live a day in God's terminology of the day. Was as 1,000 years. That was 1,000 years was as a day. And Adam, the day that you do it, it will no man live 1,000 years on earth. So once Adam did that, Adam never lived 1,000 years. Methuselah lived 969 years. He died before the 1,000 years was up. So we go back and pick up the millennia and live out 1,000 year honeymoon and reign with Christ. Because the scripture can't be broken. So we begin to go here. We find here, as I look at these things right here, now we go on in Genesis here, and right, you see what my title is, the power of dominionship. In other words, so Adam had this dominionship. So we find here he remember, we always say, hallelujah, the devil took Adam dominionship. The devil did not take Adam dominionship. Adam gave it to him.
That's right.
Adam walked, only way the devil could do it. The devil could not get to Adam. He had to come out to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You said, well, the devil made me do it. Hallelujah. The devil cannot make you do it. You got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The only way the devil could get to you, you had the Holy Ghost. You got to lay it down and go to him.
Amen.
Because he cannot come to you except going through the blood.
Amen.
And he go through the blood, he'll be your brother. And you so you didn't want to do that. So we begin to think of them things right there. So, but we begin to realize here, and then we find here in Genesis, so the devil start talking, we know the story here, and the relationship start between him and him and Eve. They, you know, he started talking to her. He didn't never come to Adam. He went to her. Hallelujah. But the point of it is, I was studying the scripture here, and I noticed here in the scripture, you know, the Bible says, Eve was guilty of the transgression in the beginning, right? And you know, but here it is, Eve. Here goes Satan. He came to Eve and he began to start his relationship with talking and flirting here. She was on Facebook and she hadn't been talking to him no way.
Yeah, amen.
They shouldn't have been having this conversation no way. In other words, she should have been talking to her husband. In other words, but anyway, but here they was. There was this little romance going on here between the serpent and Eve.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But the point of it was when we say that Eve was in the transgression and she was guilty of the transgression. Hallelujah. She was. But the point of it was, if you look at the story right, Eve should have never been in this position.
That's right.
You said, now, Brother Jewel, how would you get that? If Adam would have did what God told him to do, he wouldn't have never been guilty of transgression. Why didn't that? In the word, if Adam would have did it, if he would have ruled the earth the way that God told him to, if anything that move up on the earth, you deal with it, Adam. Why didn't he deal with this beast? He should have dealt with this beast right here. So Eve's name should not, if his house would have been in order, Eve's name should not have been in there.
Amen.
That, you said, well, she was guilty. But when you go back and you read in Romans, it said that Adam, about one man fall.
Amen.
The sin, when sin came into the world, about one man, one man righteousness in sin, so we come back to that. But Adam should have dealt with this problem. He should have walked up to the serpent, said, what you talking to my wife for?
Right.
Honey, I don't tell you what, I'm going to speak you out of existence. And if he would have done it, Satan wouldn't have never been here.
Exactly.
Everybody wouldn't have been no bald-headed men's in here.
That's right.
Amen. So, if he would have did his job the right way. But Eve shouldn't have never been this way. And because Adam didn't rule, he didn't take his lordship. He didn't take his rulership over to Satan. So now, Adam had begun to have to deal with a different dove. He still had to deal rule a beast.
Right, yeah.
He still had to have dominion over the beast.
Yeah.
But the beast that he's dealing with now is different.
That's right. Yeah.
The beast that he was to deal with, the fishes, the sea, a fish of the sea, the fowl of the earth,
right,
things that move on the earth, he's still dealing with that beast.
Yeah.
He had to deal, the beast that he deal with now is within him. Now he's still dealing with it. We still got to deal with this thing called the beast. Hallelujah. You said, Brother Joy, you said, what my beast I got to deal with? You look at it every morning. Hallelujah. Every morning you look at this beast every morning you got to deal with. So now he still had to deal with this beast right here. So now we find here, now I'm going to deal with a few scriptures here. Hallelujah. We don't matter. In other words, let's look at this thing that he got to deal with. He still got to rule this thing right here because God put man here to rule the earth. Man to rule the earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. What earth you think God talking about? Hallelujah. You got to deal with this earth right here. So now you begin to look at these things right here. Now I want you to notice, I told the people the other day, I say, oh yes, I believe the message. I say, I believe that the people that get the baptism of the Holy Ghost is preaching this message through prophetic insight.
Sure.
Yeah. That was the message of a prophet come for, so we can catch the mind of Jesus Christ and preach the word on the prophetic insight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How would man understand the mind of God without the anointing of God coming upon him by the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It would be impossible for you to sit down and take the Bible and understand the Bible without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So now when a prophet come to take the word and make the word live for your day.
Right.
Hallelujah. So we are under the anointing of prophet and insight.
Right.
So we can look in the scripture and see where we come from.
Amen.
See where we are and see where we going.
Amen.
And in other words, we know where we going. Hallelujah. How can you be lost except you know where you don't know where you're going?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You got to have a purpose in where you're going in order to be lost.
That's right.
Hallelujah. In other words, so we know where we come from.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So now I'm going to look at a scripture here. So as we begin to hear, Adam had to rule this beast. Because we find in the adoption book, the prophets of God was saying that God made man to be the predominant over all the earth. He had dominion and the earth was man dominion. It is that scripture. It is that scripture. Then if that is his dominion, He was a God over the earth. Over the earth. In other words, you say, I know you, if you look at here, you say, what you mean I'm God over the earth? Yeah. Honey, you don't think your body just come to church and sit here.
Yeah. On,
you gotta make your body praise God sometimes. Cause sometimes you don't even feel like praising God. Honey, and the soul is say, let you raise your hand and praise God. Honey, your body be saying, I don't feel like it, but you're gonna do it anyway. Honey, I don't care how you feel, we come to church to praise God. It ain't about feeling, it's about worship. Honey, I'm gonna praise God until I start feeling like worship. So there's all the, it we gotta make this body, honey, this body don't want to pray, this body don't want to do that, you gotta tell it, I'm gonna do it. Honey, you gotta take the meaningship of, I'm gonna do it, body. Honey, you gonna praise God if you like it or not. You gonna say amen if you like it or not. Honey, we come to church to have praise. We come to church to let God know that we are here to worship our God. Hallelujah, so we're here. Hallelujah. So we begin to think on these things right there. So, brother, here, I'm going to slow it down for a few minutes just to get this BC going to rule. This thing right here.
Amen. Yeah.
That you live in right now.
Amen.
Don't you never think for 1 minute that's your friend.
That's right. No.
This is not your friend.
That's right.
This is not your friend right here. In other words, you said, how you know it's not your friend? Let me go to Romans 7. Let's look at something real quick. Let's look at Romans 7. I'm going to read from 15 to 21. Romans the 7th chapter. I'm starting at verse 15 down to verse 21. I'm just about to tell you what I'm so glad. I like science. I do, man. Science is all right. It got its good places. The tree of knowledge, good and evil. That's what they call it, man. But when it's good, it's done for good right here. I mean, to get over here by fall. He says here, he says, for that which I do, I lie not. For what I would that I do, I not. But what I hate that I do. In other words, we all go through this thing right here. I mean, we don't want to be bad peoples.
No, no.
I mean, we don't want to hate that, be this way. But the thing normally, the thing that we hate, that's what we all normally end up doing.
Right, right.
So he says, for if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good.
Yep.
Then he says, then it is no more that I do it. But what?
Yep.
Where are they?
Yeah.
It ain't on your feet, it's in you.
Yeah.
In other words, you said, well, the devil here, no, you're dealing with it right here.
Right.
How do you got to come to the conclusion,
right,
the sin that I'm dealing with is not a way out here, it's right here.
Right.
So we got to make our body start, come subject to the word here. So it goes on, the next verse it says, he said, for I know that I know. In other words, I come into a relationship with God that I know for my enemy today.
Right.
You already got somebody, well, Brother Sam, my enemy. If I don't make it today, it's because of Brother Sam. You don't make it today because you didn't get the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You can't really put this thing on your husband today. You know, my wife made me go to hell. No, your wife didn't make you go to hell. You didn't get your beast under subjection. Hallelujah, that word. So he said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no what?
Good thing. Good thing. That's right.
What's good in it?
Right.
It's always got pain in it.
Yeah.
After you pass 18, you know, you feel pretty good until you start getting down in the edge a little bit. Man, when I was like 16 or 17 years old. After that, hey man, it's over now. You see me doing that now, that's arthritis. That baby, what that is now. That ain't no muscle reflection. So we realize this thing right here is battling it all time, you know. So it says here, so we might as well just get it out of our mind. Hallelujah. In other words, Lord, I'm going to make this beast obey the word. Hallelujah. In other words, so it goes to here and say, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelling no good thing, for to will in his presence with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find him not. Hallelujah. Paul said here, then he goes on and says, for the good that I would do. That I would do. Yeah, then he says not, but the evil which I will not that I do. We still get up. I don't get to do no evil. Well, D got mad because that old person pulled out in front of you the other day. Let that happen. We get a little attitude every now and then. I mean, you say, I ain't got attitude. I ain't got nothing to get attitude. I never get attitude. You must not be married. But here we are. Because if you're married, you're going to get attitude every now and then. Unless you got the perfect wife. In other words, if she do, she ain't got a tongue. But here we are. I believe that love, I get in trouble, my wife ain't here. Yeah, right. But so it says that. He said, now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. So the beast that's in me is what causing this problem. Hallelujah. So now I've got to find a way to deal with this thing right here. And then he said, then I find a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. He said, for I delight in the law of God after the what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the only one that can rule this beast right here. Hallelujah. It is the only thing that can take control of this beast right here. So that's the one we got to deal with right here. So I'm going to get rid of this flesh right here that we're dealing with. We're dealing with right here. We got to keep it under the power of the Holy Spirit. Because there is a beast here. And I'm going to show you, and you cannot rule this beast without the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to prove that to you by the scripture in a few seconds. Let me find my place and we'll just show you. We'll just use some scriptures here. And then the prophet got now. Here we are. We got to get power over this flesh. In other words, in this flesh right here, do not want to submit to God. It's the hardest. It's your enemy. In other words, it loves. It will feed off pleasure quicker than because when you come to the word right here, the word is to lay it on the altar. Amen. And to present it, your body as a living sacrifice. That means it's alive. You got to keep it on the altar. It want to get up, but you got to stay on the altar. You got to keep it on the altar here. Hey, Paul, I beseech you, brother, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. It's alive. In other words, you got to keep it on the altar. You got to keep it dying every day. Paul, I die daily.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In other words, so we begin to look at this right here. So I want to look at this beast here. You say, I can rule minds. Well, in other words, you won't be able to rule it without the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And I'm going to show you how powerful this beast is. Let us go to James 3. James 3. And I'm going to begin starting at verse 6. James, the third chapter of James, and verse 6 down through verse 8. So, I want you to notice here in James. Look at this thing right here. It ain't been a little. Why your power? Well, Adam's power was right here. As long as Adam had the power to speak the word. What was Jesus' power? Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word coming out of the mouth of God. So the power that Jesus had, it was the power to speak the word. The power of your demand. What man power is today? What politics power, even though they do lie?
Yeah, that's right.
It's by the words they speak. You know, Trump ain't up there doing sign language. He's speaking. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I ain't into politics. I don't even care nothing about politics, really. Because, hey, how can you, brother, say you put a good man in there, he come out a bad man anyway. So, I mean, come on, man. The only thing that's going to work for people is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, they tell you this, and everybody, they got everybody looking at everybody fighting everybody, and they're the problem. I ain't taking your money, and ain't nobody else taking your money. They don't want taking your money. But here we are.
Amen.
Hey, that was, it's just that way, you know. But still, it's like this. So we want to look at this, the very thing that we deal with every day. And this thing right here is the thing right here. It's just a little bitty thing. It ain't really all that bad. But that little thing right there done broke up marriages. Homes done broke up. Churches done broke up. Friendship done broke up. You never broke up with friendship by looking at a person.
No.
And it was so we hear it says the tongue is a fire.
Yeah.
a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among the members that it defiles. How much of the body?
The whole body.
The whole body. In other words, if you don't control it, it won't worship God. It won't worship none. This body, you got to speak to your body. Hallelujah. You got to speak to your body. You got to tell your body, this is what I'm going to do. Because there's a war going on all the time. So in other words, it goes and it says, it defiles the whole body and it is set on fire. It is set on fire the course of nature. It is set on fire from where?
Hell.
Amen. Hallelujah. This little teeny weeny thing
right here
done caused a lot of problems.
Yes,
and it still caused problems.
Right.
In other words, so, and then he said, for every kind of the beast and of birds and of the serpent and things that's in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind.
Yep.
But the tongue,
right.
It says what?
Can no man.
I mean, what you is. No man cannot tame this fellow right here.
Right.
So that means it's not a job that man can do.
Nope.
It take the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Exactly right.
That's why you must have the Holy Ghost or you would never be able to make this tongue come subjection to the Word of God. It would never want to speak it. It would never want to use it.
Yep.
Hallelujah. But if you ever get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your tongue will obey the Word.
Right.
Hallelujah. So he said, no man can tame the tongue. It is a unruly and full of deadly poison.
Right.
How your tongue is to this point right here. In other words, the Bible said, why? Because that the power of life and death.
Right. That's right. Amen. Exactly. Right.
He said, so wait, I'm in church for. I'm at church here to give God praise.
Right.
I'm here to church. I come to church here to worship God.
Right.
To make my tongue say hallelujah.
Amen.
Make my tongue say, Lord, I love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Make my tongue praise God.
Yeah.
Make my tongue accept the word. I'm healed, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
In the word, he gave us his word that we must speak the word.
Amen.
And tell our body this is what I'm going to do.
Amen.
Now you said, brother, where this thing come from? Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and wherewith curse we men which are made after the of God. So we looking here and we looking at these words here. We looking here, it's cursing. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So now you say, Brother Jill, what do the tongue, you say, where do this thing come from? Where is the headquarters that control this thing? Now I'm going to deal with headquarters. Let's deal with the headquarters. Where is this thing coming from? Where are we speaking from? We either going to speak from faith or we going to speak from death. Okay, so we find him, Paul goes in 2 Corinthians verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, he said, Paul's speaking here, what we dealing with, what we speak from, what we get our inspiration from half of the time. 2 Corinthians 10th chapter starting at verse 4 and 5, Paul dealing with the same right here.
Yeah.
And he says here, Paul saying these words, 2 Corinthians 10 verse, and then he goes to verse 4, he says, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mightily through God are pulling down us.
Yes. Amen.
I'm in bondage.
Yes. Right.
Something here.
Yep.
Then Paul says, casting down imagination.
Amen.
Why? Because we, what make people sure? Get imaginary God in their mind.
Yeah.
Imaginary idea in their mind.
Yeah.
Where you, your false God, why you come to that conclusion? She don't like me or he don't like me at the church. It starts from that thing there.
Right.
And the tongue go and tell somebody else.
Right.
The tongue starts speaking them things that's coming from this program right here.
Amen.
From the imagination, which is no reality to it.
Amen.
It's something you can imagine. You can go by yourself. You can get on the island by yourself.
Right.
Hallelujah. In the perfect island. And all of a sudden, your imagination's still there.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You ever thought about that? You can get the perfect place, and you still got to deal with this.
That's right, brother.
Right.
You can be there by yourself and nobody there tonight, nothing to tip you at all. And all of a sudden this thought comes, you say, where did that come from?
Right.
How did it come from that rim there? Hallelujah, that's where it come from, that rim right there. And he said, cast down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. So we begin to look here today. We realize here that we find here that we got a beast that we got to deal with. Now, you said, Brother Joe, why did you preach all that? I preach all that to say this, without the Holy Ghost, you can't do it. Hallelujah. It's without the Holy Ghost, you cannot do it. Now, you say, Brother Joe, what would Jesus Christ come for? Jesus Christ come to express the mystery of God revealed. Jesus was manifested to live the Holy Ghost behind skin.
Amen.
He came to the earth not just to show up. He come to the earth to show you what man can do with the Holy Ghost.
Right. Yes, that's right.
Why you think he didn't manifest it just to be manifested? Hallelujah. He didn't come as a spirit. He dropped his eternal glory.
Amen.
He stepped out of his eternal throne and come down to earth.
Amen.
Little Lord in the angels.
Amen.
He stepped down on earth. So I'm going to show you what the man can do with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He wanted to reveal Christ behind skin.
Amen. Right.
Man, that's a powerful thought there.
Amen.
He said, I want to show them they can live it. So what was he doing? That's why he had to speak prophecy in Genesis. If you notice in Genesis, he had to speak prophecy because he had to come and fulfill. He said, now I'm going to speak prophecy. The woman's seed shall bruise the head of the serpent.
Amen.
Spoken word.
Amen.
The woman's seed shall bruise the head of the serpent.
Amen.
So that was the prophecy for him because the woman ain't got a seed.
Yep. Right.
But she had to have a seed.
Yes,
So he had to start working on this prophecy.
Right.
He said, the woman's seed shall bruise the head of the serpent.
Yeah, right.
Then he turns around and says, I'm going to curse the earth.
Yep.
So what was he doing? He was making him a body.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
He was making him a body.
Amen.
So when me and Brother Danny go through a war, he said, I'm going to understand you, Brother Danny. I done been there and done that. So I'm going to curse the earth right here. And I'm going to put prophecy over the woman's seed. This cursed earth going to have Christ living in it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's what through prophecy here.
Amen.
So now we back here. So now they started bringing these types in the scripture to show you what he was going to move toward this prophecy and make it come to pass. What did he do? He turns around and he said, the woman sees she bruise the head of the serpent. And then all of a sudden he bringing prophecy to pass. Abraham brought a type of it.
Right.
How did Abraham receive a body change after he was too old to have a baby?
Amen.
And Sarah was too old to have a child. But then all of a sudden their body was changed back young.
Amen.
But you said that was the main prophecy. No, that was not the main prophecy.
Right.
That was to show you God changed their bodies back.
Right.
Hallelujah. God come down to manifest himself in human skin.
Right.
Hallelujah. Stepped into a body, walked down there, three men did, revealed Christ to Abraham.
Right.
Hallelujah. In other words, and ate a sandwich and drunk a glass of milk.
Yep.
And then turned back to back into the invisible realm.
Right,
hallelujah. But show you that Christ was going to come.
Yes.
Step behind human skin.
Amen.
How do you be able to eat and drink?
Amen.
And then
right.
go back to his eternal
Amen.
Glory.
Right,
so then he goes here. So all these things, then we realize Abraham have a son. We know the story here. How did all these things was brought in type, showing that with God, that was his prayer to bring that seed down here
right.
and live yeah. Christ in the human skin.
Yeah,
so Abraham and Sarah have a son called Isaac. And then Isaac, if you know him, and Isaac became Abraham's only begotten son.
Amen.
Why? Because the first nature had to die.
Right.
That's the word.
Hey,
Ishmael had to die so Isaac could be born.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's why God never recognized, Ishmael. He only could recognize Abraham, Isaac, because Isaac was the type of the new birth.
Right.
His first nature was wild.
Right.
Hallelujah. His first nature was Cain had to die so Abel could be born.
Right.
Hallelujah. Your first nature got to die.
Right.
So Christ can be born in you. That old beastly nature got to be done away with.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You said, Brother Jewel, I'm crazy. Leave me alone.
That's
good to be in this way.
Right.
So he had to. So now then what happened? So they go there. They had a son and he became Isaac, became Abraham only.
Mm-hmm. That's
only.
Right.
And now you know we would have been judging Abraham.
Sure.
Man, you mean only son? I know his first son.
Yeah.
Man, he's a screed dude, man. I know it real. So we would have knew, we would have remembered that. But God couldn't remember that.
No, sir.
Only God could only see Isaac.
Hey.
How did so show you in type your only begotten son?
Yes,
so now we find out. Now what happened here? Remember the woman's seed had to have skin on it.
Right. Yes,
how it had to be Christ behind skin.
Amen.
So now what it is, so to him Isaac goes, God asked Abraham to give Isaac his only begotten son as a sacrifice.
Right.
I mean, come on, man, he gonna have to take his own son's life.
Yes,
hallelujah, that what God was doing there, showing in type that what God was gonna do.
Amen.
Hallelujah, he will take his own son and use him for the atonement for the whole world.
Right.
Hallelujah, that was so he was a type here. So then what it is, they goes up there and Isaac said, Father, he said, I see the wood, I see the knife, I see the fire, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham speak the spoken word that Adam has spoke. Hallelujah. Abraham said, God will provide for him a sacrifice. The power of the tongue released the power of supernatural church. He spoke the word and it had to come to pass. Hallelujah. Not even thinking about it. He said the right word. Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden, as they got ready to slay Isaac, here comes that ram. Hallelujah. Was caught into the thicket right there. That ram was caught into the thicket. You said, Brother Joel, you said, what was that ram? Isaac was the type of the Christ. Isaac was not that full type. That ram was the type of Christ. Because that ram was born without a father. Without a mother, that air was created power. That word was gonna come behind skin the same way. Hallelujah, Jesus. That word came behind skin without a father and mother. That ram type Christ will have not a father. Abraham have not a mother. It will be the spoken word. It brought that type there, and that what Christ was come and live the Holy Ghost. Behind skin.
Yes.
That's why you didn't hear much of Jesus for. You didn't hear much out of Jesus till he was about 30 years old.
Yeah, right.
About 30 years old, he come walking down on the river.
Yep.
Come broken down on the river. So he showed him what he was doing. God was going to overshadow the mystery of the Holy Ghost in him.
Amen.
Yep. The tabernacle and the spirit became one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, this is my beloved son. Yep. Who I am well pleased. The tabernacle myself in. You said, what kind of skin did he have? What kind of battle did he have? Same one you had, cause he got old too. Hallelujah, he got old too. That body was wrinkling. That body got old. That body was as a man. That body felt the same temptation. But the Holy Spirit shouted. Because he wants us to understand, if you get the Holy Ghost, you can beat the devil any place, anywhere, anytime. So he takes the Holy Ghost, fills him down at the river, and immediately he goes right into the battle of he goes right into the battle of the desert, taking back dominionship over the tongue. You see what he beat the devil with? He what did Adam lose? Adam lost dominionship over the tongue.
Right.
Jesus came in the garden and goes into the desert, and he takes this dominionship back.
Amen.
The same came to his mind, right here, mentally. Because you know people get hungry, they get crazy anyway. You know, I mean, they do, man. They get real bad. I tell you what, boy. Whew, man, I tell you what, man. That's the only time me and my wife get in fusses. It's when I don't like breakfast that much. And she loved breakfast. So my deal is to try to, when she's driving, we taking a trip, if she go to sleep, I try to make her sleep until breakfast is over with. I try not to hit no bumps on the road. So when she wake up, it's like 12 o'clock, she'll say, you done tricked me. I said, I didn't trick you, you went to sleep. But now, you know, since she done been, we done been together 40 years, so she kind of done got, you know, she always wake up at the right time for her. I'd be almost out of town, and there'd be one more mile, one more city to get through, then we gonna be 40 miles for 50 miles before we get to the next city, then it gonna be lunch.
Yeah.
But every time she catch me. She like, right here, I think I got it made. She said, I know what you think you're doing. She said, don't even think about it. She said, I'm eating breakfast today. So I got to pull over to Cracker Barrel and get some breakfast. And I thought I was going to pull over to Popeye and get some chicken. But here we are. So we go through this all the time.
Right.
Attitude problem. But Jesus, is that what Jesus was? Jesus himself, he goes right into his, Satan goes right into his mind and begin to deal with his, and he done fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Right.
His stomach is growling like yawn. Yep. He thinking about food. And Satan say, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread.
Yeah.
In other words, use your mighty power. But Jesus was wanting to express.
Yeah.
He was not come to use that in that realm.
Right.
He come
right.
to use the authority that Adam had.
Right. Right.
The authority
right.
of the word
right.
to make Satan
Amen.
Obey the word.
Yes,
in other words, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, Satan, don't you even, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that was seen out of the mouth of God. So what was he doing? He was restoring the authority of his lordship. Hallelujah. I take my word and I made Satan get off. Satan bye-bye. Then he said, cast yourself down. Don't you tempt the Lord thy God, Satan. So he's taking the word of authority. He's not doing no power. He's not turning to nothing. He's not creating. He's speaking the word. Satan said, I give you the kingdom. No, Satan. Hallelujah. I'm not the second person in the Godhead. I am the Godhead. Hallelujah. The word. So he rebuked Satan on every ground. Show him, Satan, that I am the word. And I want you to notice this. You say that was Jesus' greatest battle. That was not Jesus' greatest battle. That was a battle. But Jesus' greatest battle was he must restore the power of his dominionship back. Power to control his own tongue. The power to show the authority. So you say, what was his greatest battle? Jesus' greatest battle was Gethsemane.
That's right. Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
Jesus' greatest battle was Gethsemane.
Amen.
A desert storm, he whooped the devil real quick.
Yep. Right.
But this time is dealing between his flesh,
yes, sir.
His mental condition,
yep.
and everything.
Yep.
And Jesus himself, the flesh, the man part of Jesus,
yep.
did not want to have to bear this.
No, sure. Oh, yeah.
Why do you think he asked God to say,
yep.
if it be possible?
Yep.
Let this cup pass.
Right, right.
In other words, his body, that's the body of a man.
Yep,
was speaking because he realized what death is.
Yep.
He realized what pain is.
Yes.
And he's speaking here. Oh God. He walks a little farther. This thing didn't happen one time. He said this thing two or three times.
Right.
And he fell on his face. And he said, God, if it be
right.
possible,
yes.
let this cup pass from me.
Yep.
That body did not want to go through this.
Sure.
Because he knew what it was.
Yes.
But he had the order for him
right.
to be take this dominion that Adam lost.
Right.
The power to control
yes.
his tongue.
Yes.
He got to give it all to God.
Yes.
And finally at the end of the day, he submitted himself.
Yes.
And in submission to himself, he said, Father, not as I will, but as thou willest.
Amen.
He made his body
Amen.
Obey his confession.
Amen. Amen.
He made his body. When he left Gethsemane, he did not die on the cross. He died in Gethsemane.
Right.
He died in Gethsemane.
Right.
But once he said these words, he was surrendered.
Right. Right.
It was over with.
Yes,
my body's going to die.
Yep.
My body's going to pay the price.
Amen.
Oh, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Hallelujah. That was his body
yep.
as a man. God left him in Gethsemane. He left him on the cross there.
Right.
He died as a man.
Right.
He died as a sin offering.
Right.
Hallelujah. God separated himself from that sin.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. He went straight to hell for you and me.
Yeah,
hallelujah. But that same power, that same God came back on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, quicker than earth again.
The
back to the pond that Adam was standing in the garden again
Amen.
In a glorified body.
Amen.
God done it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let me just say this here. I'm not going to be all day. I want you to think about this. After Jesus did all this, He said, God, not as I will, thou willeth. Then we go here, they carry him to Pilate Hall and all these things to be judged. And I want you to notice this. You ever thought about this? Here he was being judged. And here go the law was that when Pilate judged him, he says, let me say something to you, Jesus. Do you realize I have power to release you or condemn you? That's what he was saying to Jesus. Jesus looking at him says, you ain't got no power. He claiming his dominionship over the word. But Jesus said, nobody, you have no power. I have power. Well, you wouldn't even have nothing if I didn't give it to you. You think you're somebody great? You ain't got no power without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know what he said? They is a man. And what Satan telling, that Satan using Pilate to tell him, I got power over you. Jesus said, no, you don't. You are under my dominionship. I'm not under yours. I'm going to control the situation right here. You ever thought about that? Jesus was in control of the situation. Because Pilate was here. If you know, sir. So what was the law? They had a law was that they were going to have to, one of them is going to be released. Pilate, they were going to release Barabbas or Jesus. It was one of them had to be released. That was their own law. So they had a law. So they tried, so they come up with a law here. And what it was, Pilate judges Jesus, and his judgment was, I find no fault in this man. Which should have influenced the peoples to say, well, if the government done that, he found no fault, we might well let him go. But wonder why that they still did not want Jesus. They said, give us Barabbas. Hallelujah. Because we remember here, the world loves his own. That same nature that they had, that same beastly nature was on them the same way, even though they were religious. Hallelujah. So they wanted to have a murder than to have a word. They'd rather have a murder than have a man that healed the sick, a man that raised the dead, a man that cast out devil. They'd rather have a murder than that. But the point of it was, they didn't do that. Jesus changed their minds. Because Pilate did not come. I mean, Barabbas was not born to die for the sins of the world. Amen. He was not the atonement for the world. If Jesus would have been set free, hallelujah, it would have broke every type. So Barabbas was not there to die for Jesus. Jesus was there to die for Barabbas. Amen. Jesus wasn't the escape goat. He had to go to hell. Right. Yes. So he put it in the hearts. This ain't giving Barabbas. Yes. I got power to control this. Anyway, everything come here, I got power to control this here right here. So he took control of the beast. Right. He took control of the earth right there. Amen. Hallelujah. And they say, give us Barabbas and crucify Jesus. That's what's supposed to happen. That was the very thing they read. They said the right word and didn't know it. Right. Crucify him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Amen.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
That's all right,
Eddie. Amen. That's right.
God got it all in control.
Amen. Amen.
You sometimes we don't think, sometimes we look at it and think, oh man, this is bad. Look what's happened here, but God got that in control too. That's why Paul can say everything worked together for the good to them that love God and call according to his purpose. Hallelujah. God got it in control. If we could only acknowledge that, sometimes we go through trials and tribulation, we think, oh God, why me? But God got it in control. He knew what you were doing in this circumstance right here. How can you be an overcomer? You never overcome nothing.
That's right. Amen. Sorry, buddy.
Right. So they said, give us. So Jesus had to be that.
Yes.
He had to be that sacrifice.
Yes.
And he never. Now I want you to notice. Jesus only could claim so much of his dominionship. But he never claimed all his dominionship till after he had conquered death, grave, hell, and resurrected.
That's correct.
You think about that. He never declaimed all his dominionship till he done went through all three of those stages. And once he went through those stages right there, how you say, Brother Julia? Because he never claimed this part of the scripture. So after he conquered death, grave, and hell, he rose up, and he come out of the grave. And then once he come out of the grave, he steps out. He said, all power. He done took dominion. I have took dominion over the earth. I have took dominion over the heavens. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Every name that call got to call on me now. But through this name right here, I have paid the price of redemption. And I have paid your price. And when you breathe the name of Jesus Christ, every devil in hell got to bow now. All power is given unto me. What you could do if you ever get the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah, that shit out there. Devil, oh God, you said, Brother Joe, that was Jesus. No, that was Jesus had it. Now you got it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now you don't have to be robbed. It's not robbery to come to the same level of faith that Jesus had. Hallelujah, you said, Brother Joe, what if faith is not a, faith is the same level. Hallelujah, Jesus seemed to, before man even had the Holy Ghost, he met a centurion soldier.
Yes, sir.
He had the same faith that he had. Man.
That's right.
The man had the same faith that Jesus had.
Amen.
He said, I'm not a man, I'm a man of authority.
That's right.
Out of all them people that Jesus met in that day, here goes a Gentile man with the same level of faith that Jesus had. Explaining to Jesus, I understand the law of faith.
That's right. Yeah.
He says, I understand what authority is. I understand what dominionship is.
Yeah,
so he explained to Jesus the revelation that he had in him.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Says, I say to this man, come, he come.
Yeah.
I say to this man, go. He says, it's no use for you to go to my house. I'm not even going. But I know if you say the word.
Amen.
I know the power behind the word.
Amen.
So he understood the power of authority.
Amen.
If we speak the name of Jesus Christ in authority, he that ever devil in hell, ever knee had to bow under the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He gave us that authority.
That's right. That's right.
And what are we going to do with it? God didn't create us to look at it.
No,
he created us to speak it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To tell your body, I'm healed.
Amen.
I've been going to the doctor. I've been going to the doctor. I've been telling. I say, Lord, I'm coming off this medicine. I've done 7 of them. I keep confessing. I say, I'm not going to be taking medicine all my life.
Right.
We used to, the doctor told me, say, you're going to have to take this the rest of your life. I'm saying, man, you out of your mind.
Yeah.
I'm not claiming nothing for the rest of my life.
Right.
Because my Bible says, God, we are prosper and be in good health.
Right.
Hallelujah. In other words, you say, but we get to the point that we get so scientific and thinking,
yeah.
Oh, well, this is the way I'm going to be the rest of my life. You claim that devil, he'll stay the rest of your life. But God says, speak to you. You take the word and speak to your body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be healed by your stripes.
Amen.
And I'm coming off this deep demonic power. I ain't knocking this out. I believe in doctors.
Sure,
I mean, God used doctors. God used music. God used it. But the point of it is, also God got divine healing.
Amen.
And it works. So now we got to go past science to have divine healing.
Amen.
We got to step out of science to believe God.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I tell them, I say, I'm not a... So I start confessing. I said, Lord, I got 7 medicines I'm taking. I said, Lord, by God grace, I said, I'm not standing on any medicine. And then by God grace, my body done started being done. And then they done took me off 3.
Amen. Amen.
I got 4 more to go.
Amen.
I'm going to keep confessing that too.
Amen.
I got 4 more to go. I got 4 more devils there. I got to get rid of them. They still on my property. I got to get rid of them squatters. I'm just keep confessing them. I'm keep telling. You said, Brother Joe, you said, what's happening here? I'm just now starting being able to preach without it getting short-winded. Been almost last year, been short with it. Couldn't even hardly preach or not. But by God's grace, I'm confessing.
Amen.
I'm going to keep confessing the word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because he said we take the word of God and put it in our lips and speak the word. He's the prophet say it's the same as deity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
It's the same as God speak.
Amen.
The power. power's in your tongue. Take your dominionship back. You say, brother, but man, you don't understand. God got my child under the power of a devil. But we got to speak to them. How do God, I claim my child by the power of the Holy Spirit. I cast that devil off of him. How do you say, brother, I don't see no result. It's not for you to see it with your natural eye. It's to see it with faith. I'm going to keep speaking. I'm going to keep claiming my child. Devil, you're going to have to let go of my children. God gave them to me. Hallelujah. God wants us to use this power. He wants us to use this word he gave us. Why we keep looking here? You say the situation looked hard. But the situation looked hard. It was a hard situation when Jesus stood there. Give us Jesus a Barabbas. But God had it in control. God got everything in control. We don't got this in control. We thinking we do. But we got to take the word of God. We got to take the word of God and make our bodies obey the word of God. You said, Brother Joy, it's something that this message come to reveal the authority, what God can do behind skin with the Holy Ghost. The only thing Brother Brandon was an example to show you what God would do if you get the Holy Ghost. Storm be still. I see your name right here. Yeah. You're going through this such and such problem. God was using a body.
Right.
And God stepped behind a body showing us what would the Holy Ghost do if we submit to it.
Right.
Brother said, if you, the more you surrender to God, the more you let go to God, the more God can use his body.
Right.
Hallelujah. By God's grace, the musicians come this morning.
Okay.
He said, Brother Joe, you didn't preach long. I preach long enough. If you can believe what I just said, you got enough to. It don't take all day to get it. It just takes somebody to believe it. Hallelujah. God is more than able. He was saying that. That's going to open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Praise God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. That's what we God want to see. Satan want to put a veil over your heart that you can't see the word. But if God can pull that veil back, you'll realize there's deity standing behind you. Hallelujah. And he said, you, anywhere, it's always God say, you say to this mountain and not doubt in your heart, you can help what you ask. It's always not God says. It's the Holy Ghost on the inside of you.
Amen.
Telling you to say, speak the word. Open the eyes of my heart. If anybody have a need before we go, we'll be willing to pray with you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see
He's touching, Lord. He's claiming his loved one, Lord. He's claiming the one that is closest to him, Lord. I want to see you,
to
Jesus.
See
Lord,
by
your power, the Holy Ghost. Let it move, God, in a supernatural way, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Would you believe that, brother? Would you believe that? In the name of Jesus Christ.
Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, 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 Lord.
to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
She spoke the word.
Open the eyes.
I want to hear it in my body. By the power of the Holy Spirit.
To see
Satan, you are like a fool. She'd already healed. Jesus said it. It is finished right now. Lord, let her be touched, Lord, by the power of God, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you more.
Find God, right? Amen. Let's give our brother a good hand. I'm sure you tell him how much you appreciate him. Looking forward to this afternoon.
Amen.
Amen. So let's just pray, be dismissed. Get ready to come back this afternoon to eat again, right?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your love and your grace unto us. Thank you for the message that we heard this morning. We believe it, Father. And we believe that there is a dominionship that we've already got. We've got to find our place, and that's in that, Lord. And then everything will be fine. So you just guide us and help us. Bless. Bless our brother. Give him strength in his body. Rest him up for this afternoon, Lord. And let everything be for your grace in Jesus' name. We love you and guide each one. Amen and amen. You're dismissed. Amen.